Initiate countdown. Execute.
Do not touch your dial. We are in charge of this transmission.
Greetings, salutations, and welcome to the Brute Squad. I'm Johnny Reed. I will be your host for the evening. As always, my partner in crime, Mr. Todd Sheets.
Mr. Sod, I'm a sod now.
Mr. Todd.
Okay, yes, that's me.
That's you?
That's Todd.
That's the man.
How you doing tonight?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right.
I'm ready for the shock value, because I know you haven't been reading on comics this week.
I have not.
I got something that's just going to jack with you.
I got, you know what? Too many things have been jacking with me in that universe lately.
But it's fun.
Oh, Lord, I don't
it's
know.
It's fun to screw with Todd.
Jeez, I don't know.
And he who will not be named is a part of it, even.
Naturally.
Naturally, yes. Actually, this is a cool week. San Diego Comic-Con started last night. All kinds of stuff out all over the internet. We're going to talk about that a little bit here in a bit. New figures from Hasbro. This is the year that Marvel Legends comes back in 2012, so we're going to be premiering some figures, talking about them. I mean, we're really not premiering, you know, San Diego's premiering them,
but
we'll be talking about them. Once again, you know, tonight, Captain America.
Yes.
And it's actually getting great reviews.
I haven't read any yet. I'm kind of avoiding them on purpose, because every time I read a review, it seems like it throws something in there as a zinger to kind of mess me up.
I'm just seeing good reviews from, and then I stop, you know? It's kind of like, okay, I'm done. Because I want to be, I'm really excited. You know, I have to say, out of all the movies this summer, this was the one I was the most excited about.
Yeah, maybe so.
I mean, really, I mean, Green Lantern, did I want to watch it? Yeah, but I'm more excited about Cap.
It's definitely going to be a good one, I think, for sure.
We should. And, of course, everybody's talking about the Dark Knight trailer.
Oh, I love that.
Well, I think it's great that they did that just so Harry Potter can break movie records. They think it's because of Potter, but I really, truly believe it's because everybody wants to see the Batman trailer.
Well, I, Harry Potter, one of the things that annoyed me was this article in Kansas City. Of course, naturally, Kansas City doesn't get its head out of its butt too often here when it comes to our local paper. But they were talking about Harry Potter is the most famous film franchise of all time. And I said, I beg to differ. I got two words, Star Wars, okay? Because Harry Potter in 20 years is still going to have its followers, but it's not going to be like Star Wars as an entire universe. And even though it may be, let's say, the second or third most popular franchise, because Lord of the Rings is up there too.
Granted.
You know,
well, even Star Trek.
Star Trek is up there, but again.
And let's think of one other thing.
A lot of people hate some of those movies. But
okay. Yeah. James Bond.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry, yeah. Bond. I mean,
but it doesn't make Bond. Unfortunately, also doesn't make the waves like Harry Potter. It's
it doesn't
well.
Make the waves, but it's one of those that I mean, when you sit there and say "shaken, not stirred," people know Bond. You know, it's got some iconic stuff in there. I mean, like Star Wars. Granted, Star Wars has changed our culture. I mean, there's so many shows that you can. May the Force be with you. Who in America doesn't know that?
Well, it's kind of like, you know, that's my point. And you know, you shouldn't even compare the two because it's a different kind of thing. But, you know, the thing with Harry Potter was the last one I thought was very slow and draggy and walking and arguing and walking and arguing. Now, this one had a lot of action. But for me personally, I felt like it kind of missed some opportunities because a gifted director, a gifted filmmaker, I almost said, would go in and be able to pull the emotion. Like, you know, in Empire Strikes Back, you know, man, people were gasping and you felt this strong connection and it was exhilarating in some scenes and heartbreaking in others. And
well, yeah, when they had that whole scene, I remember as a child, because I went to the Midland Theater to see Empire Strikes Back.
Oh yeah, me too.
Talk about a freaking experience, number one. I mean, the Midland, it was like the perfect venue.
Huge,
and I'm sitting
palace,
there,
yeah,
right there on the balcony where you need to see for any movie, center, watching Empire Strikes Back. I remember it was a good friend of mine, Mike Lafferty, was having his birthday party, and his mom's like, hey, we're going to go see Empire. I'm like, there. And I remember that scene when they actually froze Han in carbonite.
Oh, man.
And
yeah,
you're like, what did you do?
And then they ended the movie, and you're like, hold on.
Yeah, because you don't know. Is he alive? Is he dead? I mean,
you don't know.
You don't know. And then that cliffhanger, and I'm sitting there going, duh. You got to be kidding me.
And then the revelation of Luke and Darth, and man, there was a lot of revelations in that one.
Oh, there was. I mean, the whole, you know, Luke's turning away from Yoda, because, you know, you didn't know if he's going to come back, and the whole foreshadow, you know, the deal with, like, you know, got to see Obi-Wan a little bit in that one. That was when he started doing his whole holographic imagery, you know, but I mean, the spirit of Obi-Wan. But I mean, yeah, that movie was, I got to say, it's the best in the franchise.
Well, yeah, I mean,
what does it say about a movie that this is the week the last Harry Potter came out and we're still talking about Star Wars?
That's right. I was going to go into Lord of the Rings and the fact that Peter Jackson was able to pull this epic
scope
and the emotions out of the people, and you felt things. And you know, that my biggest problem is nowadays, it's like such a machine that, you know, like there's a scene, and I'm not giving anything away here, where there's a fire attack and these guys are throwing this fire at people, and it's got a dragon head, which, you know, now if that was Backdraft, you'd be, you know, exhilarated by it. It's scary. It's exciting. There's all, because you know it's real fire. Hell, even at Universal Studios itself, when you walk through the Backdraft attraction and things blow up around you, and you feel the burn. You know, you cannot replicate that with CGI, no matter how hard they try. And it's all this CGI fire. The guys are trying to get away. They get a couple of Quidditch brooms. They start flying through. First of all, missed attempt at 3D. It's in 3D, but they didn't even have any cool flying through stuff or anything to blow your eyes out or anything fun. Then the fact that it just didn't, you didn't even care if they got out or not, because it just wasn't done in an exciting way, and you knew it wasn't real. It's like green screen stuff. So, I mean, even though Star Wars had the little snow speeders and they were models, we just felt like they were real because they were real. They weren't full-size snow speeders that were flying around, but they were real models, and they were really flying, and they really blew up, and you know, it felt more real. Also,
I gotta tell you, those models, in my opinion, they beat CGI every day of the week.
Yeah,
every day. And I'm sorry, I'm a fan of the puppet Yoda. I don't like the CGI Yoda, dude.
I like, you know, I like CGI Yoda for some parts when he's doing the flippity-doos.
He's doing the flip, yeah, but when he's just sitting there talking to somebody,
yeah, give me
the freaking puppet.
And plus, with the technology today and what they've done with servo motors and things, they could really do an underskeleton that would be amazing. But one last thing I want to say about Potter, and I'll leave it alone, is, you know, I'm glad that the fans love it. I personally felt like it was better than the last one, but I still feel like there's something really emotionally missing from the film, and I'm really sad for that, because I know so many people work so hard on it, and it could have been, I think, I leave it up to the director, I think it could have been a 40% better movie.
That's like Return of the Jedi. I mean, to me, not even close to as good as Empire.
It's not, but at the same time, in comparison, Return of the Jedi still had thrilling moments, the whole tarmac pit sequence,
granted,
and the
yeah,
cool speeder bike sequences. The only thing I didn't like were the Ewoks, but it still had thrilling moments. This one doesn't have any of those.
See, I haven't seen it yet, so I really can't give an opinion. We're going Friday.
It tries. I think, you know, little kids are liking it because they, you know, that's just, I mean, you don't have to do a whole lot for that. But as far as, you know, I was concerned, I really wanted to like it more than I did. But I did love the Dark Knight trailer, and I'm tired of people complaining already. I'm like, shut up. It did what it was supposed to do. There's a shot of Batman rising up with Bane stepping into the frame, and they're getting ready as they're squaring off.
Nice.
That's how it ends. It's got Commissioner Gordon, which blew my mind because he's in a hospital bed. I was like, holy cow, what happened to Commissioner Gordon? I don't even know. And he's telling Batman, you know, you and I made a pact and you left me. And now everything's in ruins. And that's what people didn't understand about the poster. They show what's going on. These buildings are literally crumbling because that group that, I don't want to give too much away, but all I can say is this. We do know Ra's al Ghul had an amazing group of followers, and we do know that their goal was to destroy Gotham. Well, all I can say is their goal is being realized a bit in the trailer.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. It's kind of nice. But overall, it did what it, you know, I got chills up and down. There was more excitement for me in that minute and a half than there was in, like, the whole Harry Potter movie. So, you know, that's kind of how it was.
Really?
Yeah. Of course, I'm a Batman freak, so I take that into consideration.
You don't even like Batman.
Yeah, not much. Look around.
Not at all.
Jeez, man. I meant to get up there today to the old store, the Brute Squad store, because I really wanted to come up and look at those Micronauts. I've got my list somewhere here to give you.
I found even more this week.
I got you a list of the ones I'm missing.
Found even more.
No fair. I'm not missing that many, so I'm doing good.
You know, there were two different volumes of them.
Well, there's actually, four now?
Well, yeah, but some of them are only like miniseries.
I don't count anything after the Marvel ones because those are Pat Broderick and all those guys I love, you know, Kelly and those guys. The Micronauts first one and then the New Voyages, and I think I'm missing about 20 total out of both.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. So I'm excited.
So you have to come up this weekend.
I'm definitely wanting to do that, yeah.
Yeah. Matter of fact, everyone should come up this weekend.
They should.
I'll be there all day Saturday.
Good, good.
Now, hey, did you guys notice that, I don't know if you heard, but it kind of broke on the net, that if you look in the Dark Knight poster, there's actually the Superman emblem in the corner.
I didn't see that.
There is a hidden Superman.
Did you find it?
Yes, I did. It's pretty wild.
I did not find it.
So one of the buildings, it looks like an S, and people say it's one of those little Easter eggs that Nolan's doing since he's producing Superman as well.
Well, you know, it could be. It could be. I'm going to have to look at it again now, damn you.
Yeah, see? I'm just jacking with you.
You are, man, and now I'm all like
typing, you know,
in the
that's
website.
A good bridge. Let's talk about Superman this week.
I don't know if I want to.
DC has announced that Superman will be the one of the main characters that they will be totally relaunching, not rebooting, relaunching. Yeah, like there's a big effing difference. It's a big fracking difference. Basically, what they're going to have is two Superman titles, Action Comics and Superman. Action Comics will be 5 years, basically it's like 5 years in the past. And the way they're doing this is right after Superman graduating college and all. This is where you see a lot of the pictures where Superman's still wearing blue jeans and the red shirt and the cape. Because they're going to show like this transition of Superman from Smallville to Metropolis.
Why is he wearing a t-shirt?
He's wearing like a blue shirt with the
emblem. I was wondering what the hell that was.
That's what it is. It's like a fly. Because see, in this new universe, the superheroes like Justice League starts out. There's no Golden Age heroes. No JSA. No Freedom Fighters. This is basically the dawn of superheroes is what they're saying. And that some of the stories like Justice League will be starting out 5 years from the present. And it'll be 5 years back. And it'll be when the Justice League formed. So they're saying that the Justice League are now a modern group of heroes. They haven't been around for all these years. Like in the new Superman. Here you go. Ma and Pa Kent, dead.
Well, you know what else is going to be dead? The entire comic line.
Well, here you go.
That's what's going to happen.
And they had a brand new day for Superman because he's no longer married to Lois. Lois is even going to be dating some other guy from the Daily Planet. Because this is what they say. They want people to be able to connect with Superman. They want them to be, and this is from Jim Lee and Dan DiDio came out and with a press release, and they're saying they want people to connect with him, so they're going to make him They're going to have him alienated from everyone. So they wanted to kill off Ma and Pa Kent. They wanted to not have him with Lois because if you have him with Lois, there's too much of a comfort. If there's Ma and Dad, too much of a comfort. The whole reason that he's wearing armor is he's going to be really embracing his Kryptonian heritage. Basically, that's going to be like some Kryptonian armor that the Warriors use. Similar to what Supergirl's wearing. I guess Supergirl is going to just recently landed on Earth because, you know, the storyline they had where Supergirl, you know, came to Earth that Michael Turner drew, was beautiful artwork.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Yeah.
I mean, so good that, hey, they made a movie on it. Yeah, they're going to rewrite that. That never happened. We're just going to have this on New Deal. I mean, it doesn't matter that Geoff Johns went to all this work and I had to buy this miniseries of Superman Origins a year and a half ago so them to do another one. But they say the problem is with sales. They're rebooting this because of sales. Our sales aren't down. People aren't buying comics like they used to.
Yeah, you've made them all mad, you
idiots.
Here
you go, you jerks. Go out there and read some message boards. People aren't upset because they're not connecting with comics. People are upset because they're having to buy how many issues to go with how many freaking, you know, events. We have event after event after event after event after event. And here we are again with a new event rebooting everything. It's like people scream, hey, we don't like all these events. They stop buying. They're kind of voting with their dollar. And DC says, oh, people aren't buying us. Well, let's keep doing what we're doing. You know what that, you know, if you keep doing what you're doing and you actually look for different results, isn't that insanity? That's the last time I heard.
Well, I've heard for a long time that they were wanting to do something with Superman because they were saying that, you know, they push him and push him and push him, but he, like, they've done more movies with him and more this with him. And they, I do notice, like, more Superman merchandising now,
mm-hmm.
even though Batman is the, you know, highest seller. They're still
they're trying.
I mean, everywhere you go, Superman this, Superman that, and especially at like Walmart for some reason in this area, who has a real problem with the Dark Knight because it's, I guess it's too scary looking. But a lot of Superman stuff, like the floor mats and things, they don't carry the Batman ones, just the Superman ones. So here's the deal. They're saying for some reason they just can't get him at that level with Batman, so they're trying to make him an every guy like Bruce Wayne is. And it's just not going to work because Superman's not an every guy, and that's why I love the character. He's an alien. He's got powers on, because he's on this planet.
Oh yeah.
It's like, let's, you know, let's not do any more ruining. But you know, we, you
but
and
guess
I,
who's writing him now?
Who's that?
He who shall not be named.
Well, you and I can complain. Well, he, but let's not forget he did write one of the greatest stories, the All-Star Superman. A lot of people love that one, and I even thought that was a great, you know, story.
Which would be great if you have an Elseworld title like that.
Right.
But not in the mainstream line. Let's not redo and erase everything everyone before you did.
I agree. Yeah, see, and every week we're going to be upset about it, but you know what? There's nothing, apparently it doesn't matter what any of us say, us meaning people who have loved these characters all our lives. Apparently none of that matters, but when the sales drop even further and they fall on their ass and he gets fired,
you know what's even worse?
It'll be better.
What's worse is one of my favorite artists is George Perez.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to be writing Superman, drawing Superman. I'm like, really? And I'm telling you, I'm at the point that I'm so sick of it. It's like, oh, check two more comics I will not be getting this month.
I mean, I
but I can tell you it's great because I'm finding all kinds of indies I can read.
Well, the mainstream comic's not going to be 5 years behind, right? The other, just the straight Superman title. It's
supposedly Justice League is going to be 5 years behind when it starts because it's the formation of the Justice League. And they got a couple of the sites have already got the premiere issue. They're showing like, you know, 4 or 5 pages of it, and it's already looking to me like the All-Star Universe.
Weird,
you know. Green Lantern like shows up to see Batman, and right off the bat, Batman's like, "Turn your lights down," and he's being a real prick to Green Lantern. I kind of get that vibe, and I'm like, "Wow, the All-Star Universe is now the DC Universe."
Well, what did you expect?
I expected them just to keep, you know, here's a clue. Why don't you finish the All-Star Universe? You know, you've been saying you're going to finish the All-Star Batman for the last decade.
Well, they just dropped that and decided to do the whole damn line.
I guess. Jim Lee doesn't have time to do the artwork. Why? He's got time to screw up the whole rest of the universe. You know, he should have plenty of time.
Well, Jim's got a lot going on. I can't talk too bad on Jim because I know his heart's in the right place. I think he's just, I think he's trying to get excited about the project, you know? And I love his work, so I can't be too mean to him.
I agree with you. I like Jim. I love his artwork, but I'm kind of at that point of, you know, quit jacking with my guys.
What is that noise, man? I don't know what the heck that is.
PC, sorry.
It's weird.
Technical difficulties.
It is doing something weird. Is that little thing pushed in on the front? Because you shouldn't hear anything. Yeah, you shouldn't hear a darn thing. All right.
But actually, you know, let's talk about some of the new figures. What do you think?
Well, I think the stuff you were showing me looks good. I got to tell you, yeah, I do like it, but I'm very kind of bummed out. I'm tired of the tired. I'm a little at my wit's end, I guess is the word, with the prices.
Well, you know, let's talk about that. First of all, the one thing I really want to say is Sideshow. God love them. You know, they did really well that the last, like, 2 weeks they've been premiering stuff little by little, kind of giving you sneak peeks. But, I mean, they finally did the one thing that I really cannot believe they did, and I really am quite upset about it. They finally premiered IG-88. People have been, you know, hammering for years, do you have to give us another clone trooper? Can we get some bounty hunters? So they go ahead and do IG-88. Now, you have to understand that this is a single sculpt figure. You don't have to worry about any of the tooling with the clothes, anything with, you know, because it's a 12, you know, it's a 1/6 scale figure. So you didn't figure it's going to be the highest one they've ever done. But they slap a $174.99 price tag on it. An IG-88 figure, $174.99. You know what I'm thinking? You guys are not as good as Hot Toys. I'm sorry. I'm going to look at the Deluxe Joker, which at the time was, what, $150? $160? I mean, you can take the hair out and move the eyes around.
I know, it's weird.
I mean, it's creepy, but it's awesome. You have 12 million pairs of hands with this. I mean, the Joker came with a police officer uniform, the head. It's got all this extra crap with it. I mean, it's awesome. And the box display. I mean, when you open up the box and you got the foam behind the figure, we're almost like you're opening up a gun case. I mean, they really take pride. And I don't mind paying a little extra for Hot Toys because their detail is great. But you're going to slap me an IG-88 for $174?
I got a bone to pick with you in Hot Toys.
Why now?
They have those little bitty figures that are so awesome. And this vintage stock way out in the middle of Kansas had them. Of course, I didn't get them because I'm damn broke. But they had them. They're these little Hot Toys figures that have these bigger heads and these great big eyes. And they're really exceptionally cute. And they had, like, the Nightwing one, and they had Catwoman.
Dude, Batman. You did not just use the term cute on my show.
It's unbelievable, dude. They're unbelievably cute, but they're awesome at the same time. My daughter just thought they were just the greatest thing ever, so.
You know I can get those.
Why haven't you? Where are those at?
I don't order everything, Batman.
Come on, those are the ones. I thought for sure you'd order those. Hell, you could sell those to people anywhere. Those are so great. They'd sell themselves. They probably talk to you when you walk in, buy me.
Well, I'd have to check on them.
Yeah, I didn't even know they were out. I've been seeing pictures of them for years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn you. All right.
Damn me.
Yeah, my bone is picked.
That's it. No more utility belt for you. I'm going to take away all your bat toys.
No. Oh, man, I couldn't help it.
But no, on these Sideshow figures, I mean, I'm sorry, I like Sideshow, but it's kind of getting ridiculous because if you're going to start dropping $200 a figure, I'm like, wow. I mean, they premiered the brand new Jake Sully, the new Avatar, which, you know, Avatar was all right for what it was. But they're doing a 12-inch figure, scale figure, so it's like 14 inches, you know. So it's basically what one of the, you know, the Freddy versus Jason was. $314.
Because they're on crack.
I can understand too, but $314 for a 12-inch figure. I'm like, that's the price of a premium format. I'm like, this is kind of getting crazy. Last time I checked, we're still not quite out of that recession. But then again, you know, they do have some good ones out there. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm going to be broke because they did premiere the Sucker Punch, two of them. They're doing Amber and Baby Doll. And I mean, the detail on these figures, the hair, the sculpt, I'm like, oh, good Lord, I'm going to be broke. But yeah, they're awesome. I'm definitely I take my hat off to Hot Toys because the Baby Doll comes with a sword, gun, all these different hands. I mean, and they kept it a $169 price tag. I mean, I expect that out of Hot Toys, but you know, the detailing is crazy. The other thing about Hot Toys is, you know, when they do a female character, for the most part, they actually do rooted hair.
That's nice. Yeah, yeah. I'm tired of that other kind.
Oh, absolutely. The other ones they premiered at San Diego is, of course, you know, everybody's been seeing the Christopher Reeve and the Batman, but they're doing a Black Spider-Man, but they just premiered the Jack Nicholson Hot Toys Joker. And I got to tell you guys, this one looks incredibly just, it's stupid how great it looks. The look on his face, the sculpting, I mean, it looks like you're looking at a picture of Jack Nicholson.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, I'm going to have to get that. The thing I'm hoping, though, is that later on down the line, they go ahead and maybe they'll, because, you know, they kind of premiere things throughout the, you know, the weekend. We got to get our Michael Keaton. you're going to have her Nicholson, you got to give us her Keaton.
Yeah, got it. I was just talking about how it seems like everyone's forgotten Keaton these days, and I'm like, dude, that to me still, that's the best-looking Batman. I just love it.
You know what I want more than Keaton to go with my Nicholson?
Hard telling with
Take
you.
Take a guess.
I couldn't. Hopefully not a Shelley Duvall.
No. I want my Bob.
Oh, no, not Bob the Goon.
Bob, you're my number one
guy.
I got to have a Bob, dude. Bob would be awesome. Tell me it would not be awesome to have a Bob.
It would be scary to have a Bob, but yes.
Yes, Bob would be awesome. Well, you know, we're about out of time for our first half of our show. We are going to be going back in, talking about some more comics, talking about some more figures that we've been seeing. So please stay tuned, and we'll be back in just a few.
Oh, SNL.
You got it.
You got it.
You found the most listened to radio station.
Jackalope Radio.
And we are back.
We're back.
So welcome back to the Brute Squad.
Brute Squad!
The Brute Squad.
I always want to do that, man. It's just...
You do it every week.
I know, it's kind of fun.
You like it.
Just let it, just scream it out. You know what else I do?
I have no idea. Okay, you need to stop. That's not even funny this week. I hate that guy.
It was funny last week, and now you've been Rickrolled again.
Next time you ask me to order something.
Oh, okay, okay. This is because you didn't get those figures.
You never asked for the figures.
You should know automatic. They're cheap as hell. I think they were like $9 out there.
Yeah, I still hear it. That needs to go.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
Well, let's move on to other news about Comic-Con.
Okay.
Marvel Universe, Marvel Legends is coming back for 2012. And believe it or not, I guess the first wave that they've actually sneaked pictures of is they're going to be doing a Turex Build-A-Figure. Most people know him. He's one of the Horde of Galactuses. And some of the pictures I saw is they're doing like a new Thor, new modern age Thor that looks incredible. They're doing a Constrictor from the Serpent Society. Looks like they're doing Hope. They're doing a Claw, which we've never had a Claw yet. And then they're doing a Steve Rogers of Super Soldiers. I guess the first wave is going to be consist of 7 figures. And I think over 4 of them are brand new figures that have never been done ever. So they're really hitting this Marvel Legends pretty tight. So I'm kind of excited to get those again. Of course, you know, I'm going to probably be broke and have to sell off plasma and everything else.
I know. It's getting that way, isn't it?
Yeah. The other thing I know that they already kind of showed some pictures of is the Crime Syndicate from DC. A lot of people are probably used to it from the Justice League, Earth 3 DVD that came out several months ago. But it's going to be a 5-pack, and it's going to be a Walmart exclusive. But it's really cool because you got...
Oh, no, not a Walmart exclusive. It'll never appear here. It'll never come to Kansas City.
Actually, the Green Lantern one, I found quite a few of the Green Lantern 5-packs.
Must be nice.
But this one actually is pretty cool. You got Ultraman, you got Johnny Quick, you got Power Ring, you got Owlman, Superwoman, or Power Woman. Depends on which comic you're reading. But I mean, I got to tell you, these figures look good. The 5-pack looks good. I'm really excited about them. As soon as they actually start hitting the stores and I actually can get my grubby little paws on them, I'll be doing a review here, of course, on the show. I know they're supposed to be premiering the 12-pack of the Legion of Superheroes at Comic-Con. That's crazy. Can you imagine buying a 12-pack of figures?
Yeah, but how much is that going to run? Like $200?
They're saying about $180 to $200.
Keep it.
But when you break that down for 12 figures, I'm like, really? That's not a bad price. That's like 12, 13 bucks a piece. That's cheaper than what they are anyway.
That many of them, if you're going to buy that many of them, they should drop them down like $7 a piece, man.
Well, the reason they said they're doing it this large of a wave is they said there are so many characters in the Legion of Superheroes that it'd be so hard to just slip one in each line that they've just decided they're just going to just kickstart it with 12. Rumor has it it's really a pack of 13 that they supposedly have one slot that's empty. And it's supposed to be for, like, the Invisible Kid. And I was like, dude, that's awesome. I was like, what do you think about it, though? Those things you talk about. It'd be kind of cool if you had, like, one empty for the Invisible Kid. And then they're doing it. Or at least rumor has it they're doing it. But I'm kind of excited to see what the DC has in store.
I'm saying.
But Hot Toys, crazy. I mean, you got the new Spider-Man, you got 3 new Iron Mans, you have the new Shadow Predator.
You have the Cosplay Babies, which is what they're called. The Hot Toys Cosplay Babies.
Oh, is that what those are?
Yeah. You're like, damn it, Todd, shut
Todd,
up.
Todd, come on. Get so fixated on your toys.
No, I'm just, I'm reminding, cosplay. What do they call them that?
It's cosplay?
Yeah, it's usually reserved to like anime people who dress up like their favorite anime characters.
When you think about it, it's Hot Toys is over there.
Well, yeah, maybe that's why.
It's probably why.
There you go. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt. I'll leave you to it.
Yeah, sure you will.
I'll chime in a minute.
Minutes up.
Hot Toys cosplay.
Hot Toys. Tell you what, let's talk about comics this week. new Batman came out. I got to tell you, I'm really digging the new regular Batman by Tony Daniel. I like it. It's just a Batman story.
Good.
You know, they brought back Two-Face's wife, and she's going with Falcone, and they're jacking with him, and you got these underlining plots with the Riddler. And I got to tell you, I'm digging it just because it's a nice classic Batman. You don't have to jerk with any, let me read 20 million titles to know what's going on. Green Lantern Aftermath. It's supposed to be a two-issue limited series, and it's basically what happened to the Green Lanterns, you know, now that everything is all jacked up after the war. As you know, from the last issue of Green Lantern, they fired Hal Jordan because Hal Jordan killed Corona, the evil Guardian. So you got this Guardian, right? He takes control of all the other Guardians. He possesses them with all the entities. Tries to destroy the world. He takes over all the entire Green Lantern Corps, and he has them going out raking havoc. So we're talking about a real sick cuss here. And Hal Jordan basically puts the mad dog down, which the Guardians, you know, the big thing in this issue is, how did he do it? Our rings are designed not to ever be able to hurt a Guardian. How to ever be kill a Guardian? Well, evidently Hal Jordan's got the willpower to do whatever the freak he wants.
Yeah, I remember last week you said that he's no longer a Green Lantern.
Yeah, but guess who his ring went to?
You said Sinestro.
Yes, and he still has it. And it looks like in this new reboot, Sinestro will be the Green Lantern for a while.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Kilowog gets upset and quits. He does. He just throws his ring down, you know. Half of them just get mad and quit.
Can't blame them. We're about ready to do the same thing.
Dude, on a lot of these, yeah. But it's like, here I am reading Green Lantern Aftermath, and it's like two panels of Green Lantern being kicked to the curb, and all the rest is just people upset by it. It's like, wow. A whole war. Let's talk about the Warlord of Mars. I'm telling you. I'm really digging it. And this is the one by Dynamite. I know they're going to be doing a John Carter of Mars, which Marvel's going to be producing. And I found out why they're doing that. I saw the previews this week. They're doing they're actually doing a John Carter of Mars movie. And it's starring, I can't remember the actor's name for the life of me this right now, but it's the one that played Gambit in X-Men Origins. A lot of people know him as Tim Riggins from, you know, Friday Night Lights. But he's going to be John Carter, Warlord of Mars, which I think is, if you read the comics, it's very odd that it's going to be a Disney movie. Rocketeer number 3 came out. Got to tell you guys, go pick up the Rocketeer. I'm digging it. It's just like 3 or 4 small stories, and it's very, you know, pulp, and it's very old school. I just like it. It's kind of one of those brain dead comics. You know, you just read it, you enjoy it. You don't have to do a lot of thinking. You know, it's just how comics are supposed to be.
Imagine that.
Uncanny X-Men Fear Itself came out, and basically they're fighting the Juggernaut, but now he's this big avatar of fear. Really not a lot happened, just a lot of fighting. Wonder Woman and the Fairies came out, New Justice League. It's terrible. I'm reading, like, the news, you know, Zatanna, the new Justice League, Power Girl came out, and I'm sitting here going, why am I reading these? It's like, it's kind of, the new Supergirl came out. It's like, should I waste my time reading these when next month all this means nothing? Once again, DC, thank you for ruining my comics read this week. Or even the Flashpoints, you know, let me read the Flashpoints so that next week you can reboot everything.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Yeah. It'll bring in new readers. Grim Fairy Tales number 61 came out. Great comic. The war is still going on, of course. Titans actually was not bad from DC. It's kind of its own little world, but basically Deathstroke has built a machine to bring back the dead. So first one he did is bring back Jericho. Supposedly he's going to be bringing back the other members of the Titans. Each one of them kind of like, they kind of turned evil in a sense because they kind of like Roy, you know, used to be Red Arrow Arsenal. He kind of went through this whole thing because his daughter was killed. Well, now Deathstroke's like, hey, we can bring them back. Legion of Superheroes. I got to tell you, I'm digging it. I love Legion of Superheroes. I love the story. I love the artwork. They haven't even gone a year. That's what frustrates me. It hasn't even gone a freaking year, and they're already going to reboot it. Crazy.
Yep, it'll be gone.
Yeah. What do you do?
I guess not much.
Not much. I know last week you said this week we're going to talk a little bit about whether politics should be in comics or not. I invited anybody to go out to our Facebook page, you know, BruteSquadEntertainment.com, and, Brute Squad Entertainment for Facebook, and nobody did.
It's a wonder that Josh wasn't on there just going off.
He didn't say anything. I think you scared him.
I never scared Josh.
But nobody said anything on our Facebook page.
Huh.
Made me cry.
Doggone. Well, that's no fair.
Well, so I challenge everyone who's listening to the show, go out to the Facebook page, tell me what you think of the show. I know there's people listening.
Well, of course. But maybe, I don't know, man, maybe someone couldn't find it. I can't find it.
You can't find it?
No. I put it in there on Facebook, and it, you know, Facebook's just turned into something else. I got a whole complaint about the entire World Wide Web, man. You put in stuff, and you really can't find a damn thing anymore without sitting there for 30 minutes. It used to be you could get on 2 minutes, but when you found it, you go on.
Oh, yeah.
Man, it takes forever. Everything's broken, really. Really, it is. There's just too much. We aren't prepared. The infrastructure is not really there. There is no internet anymore. It's just a web of servers that's not even really... I guess the word is connected the way it's supposed to be. Everything is just a jumbled mess of spaghetti out there.
Well, it's like Google. It's whoever pays them the most is what's going to come up.
Yeah, unfortunately, you put in Batman, it comes up with some adult site. I'm like, really? That's wonderful.
Nice.
That's a wonderful thing.
That does go back to a guy that wears latex or leather and plays with the small boys.
Don't make me kick you for that. I will. Oh, man. You know what you get now?
No, that's getting you back for the Rickroll earlier. Thank you. But, yeah. It is funny, though, when you think about it.
It's funny when you're Rickrolled, too.
No, it isn't.
You better be nice. I have the controls, Jim.
I'm going to set your Micronauts comics on fire.
Uh-oh. You know what? That's not... Just for that, you're getting this one.
You gave me that before, too. That's wrong. On so many levels. But, no, one thing about it, I am excited about Captain America tonight. It's going to be awesome. I saw one of the trailers that really just got me excited.
Okay.
I don't know if we talked about this last week or not, about the grenade scene on the trailer.
I don't think so, but maybe we did. I
can't remember, but I saw this trailer, and it's basically they're trying to find out. All the soldiers are out there, you know, training. Tommy Lee Jones is barking orders, trying to figure out who's going to be the best candidate. And he finally basically takes a grenade and throws it. It's not a live grenade, but, you know, the soldiers don't know this. And right. He yells, grenade. Everyone flocks in other directions. Steve Rogers jumps on the grenade. And somebody kind of like...
Oh, yeah, hey, yeah.
And I was like, wow, that is awesome way to just sign... One scene summed up that whole entire guy's character. And I was like, wow, that's some good writing and some good directing. So I'm excited. I think it's going to be awesome.
My hopes are high.
I know that they've talked that they're going to actually supposedly sneak in the trailer of Spider-Man.
I don't know.
I'm not sure if they're going to or not. There's a lot of rumors that they're going to.
Lots of rumors flying around.
But I mean, I have to tell you, I'm not real impressed with the new Spider-Man, so.
Not yet. Well, we haven't seen anything, so. Well,
I've seen a lot of the scenes.
I mean, you know.
I've seen all the characters online. The costume is atrocious. I hate the costume.
It's like half good and half bad.
Yeah.
It's like parts of it, they finally got the eyes the right size, and they got the colors, the right colors?
Yeah, but then they started doing some off stuff.
Yeah, it's then not... what the hell? He looks like a basketball.
I do have to give them credit. They do have their web shooters back. So, because that's the one part I always thought was lacking in the last Spider-Man movie. It's probably the only thing, really, because Sam Raimi was pretty brilliant on what he did. But I really like that they're having the web shooters because, you know, Peter Parker's, you know, a science geek. He's supposed to be smarter than, like, the average scientist even. So, you know, the fact that they're actually this teenage kid could come up with a device that not only shoots web, but you could actually, you know, mold it to different shapes and actually use it to be strong enough to actually swing, you know, from building to building. I mean, that's not something any ordinary kid could do.
He's not an ordinary kid. He's Super Peter.
Yeah, Super Peter. Nice. No innuendos there.
None.
None at all.
Hey, if you're going to say bad things about The Dark Knight, you know.
I didn't say anything bad about The Dark Knight. I said something you open up bad a whole about Batman.
Oh, that's it.
You said, basically, that he comes up with adult sights. All I said was probably the reasoning behind it.
days he's just going to start throwing stuff at me.
For all those that is interested, my store, Brute Squad Entertainment, is at 307 Northeast 58th Street. It's right not far from North Oak and Inglewood. We will be having a comic burning session this Saturday. And we will take in all of Todd's comics, Micronauts, and we will be burning them out in the parking lot. Please, come, bring your marshmallows and hot dogs. We'll have a blast.
No, you're just wrong, dude. You're just wrong. That's all.
I laughed. I cried. It became a part of me.
Well, yeah. But crazy.
It's crazy. I know next week, you know, we're going to give you a review of Captain America. And, you know, the good thing is we're going to be able to talk a little bit more about what's actually going on with San Diego. It'll be over with. We can kind of give you what's going on with the figures, what we've seen, what they're having with the movies. A lot of it stuff's already out there. You know, you can go view it yourself. But hopefully the goal is next year we will be there doing live reporting. We may even do that this year for Chicago.
Yeah, we're looking at doing something for Chicago. I don't know if they'll let us do live reporting yet. We got to work that out.
But, you know, worst comes to worst, we could give you nightly updates.
That's right.
Record it at night, bring it back home.
Dark nightly. Dark nightly updates. How's that? See, I'm going to find a way to get him in there.
The Dark Knight?
Yep, I'm terrible.
What? Well, what is? You know what else I saw this week? I saw shots from The Hobbit.
Oh, did you? See, I haven't got to... I saw like two pictures from that, but I haven't got to see anything really action-packed or anything.
Dude, nothing major, but they showed some sets and they showed all the dwarves. They're showing all the different... You know, the dwarves that actually go with Bilbo.
Okay.
And I got to say, it's looking good. I didn't even know they'd started filming it.
Yeah, I guess they have. And Peter Jackson, I guess, is actually directing.
Is he directing?
That's
I didn't hear. Wow. See, I just was funny. I was just playing on the internet, you know, like I always do, because I never can sleep. And I'm like, all of a sudden, I'm like... Here's the pictures of the dwarves. And I'm like, holy crap, those are awesome. But see, it didn't say who was directing. But, you know, I don't know of anybody better than Peter Jackson. I don't understand the whole thing with the studio anyway. We're not going to let Peter Jackson do the other one. Why not? How much money did you get off this guy?
Yeah, it's pretty weird. I guess it's going to be pretty interesting to see where it goes.
Well, I heard they're going to film it in two different movies. It's going to be similar to Harry Potter. They're basically taking the one book and breaking it into two movies.
Right. Well, and it kind of needs to be. It's such a sprawling big book. But I guess also they're shooting them back to back like they did Lord of the Rings.
Right.
I guess Peter Jackson's like, man, I might as well do it.
Oh, excellent. That's awesome. That's good to know.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Now, I did hear Del Toro that everybody was asking if he's going to do a Hellboy 3. And I guess he's saying now that he doesn't think that he's going to ever get to it because he's got so much stuff on his plate beforehand.
Right, he does.
And I'm like, dude, really? Give us a Hellboy 3.
Hellboy, both of them were amazing.
And if not, you know, pass that to someone else, you know, before the actors get too old to come back and do it.
Very strange.
Very strange. I know.
It's very bizarre.
But.
Horrifying.
Are we doing horror films now?
No. It's just horrifying. So this week, everybody, rush out and check out the darknightrises.com. Check out the trailer.
Absolutely.
It's pretty neat. Definitely find Brute Squad Entertainment on Facebook. If you have any luck, send it to me at Jackalope Radio Station.
Yeah, I will get you set up. Good Lord.
Because I'm like, damn, you know, if I had the link, I would go ahead and put it right on my front page. That way people could find it.
Like, I'll shoot you the link.
Yeah. It's easier to find me, I think. Because
I think it's actually linked to the Jackalope.
I think Amanda found it.
Amanda put it on, linked it to, Amanda's all over it.
Yeah, she knows how to work this.
She's all over my. She's all over the Brute Squad page.
She's rocking it.
Yeah.
See, it must be nice to be able to do that.
I don't know. You know, it's sad. I'm an IT guy. My day job, you know, I'm working with computers all day. That's what I do. And then I get home and I can surf the net and I can find crap and I can build this and build that. And then I sit to Facebook and I'm like, what am I missing?
I wonder that myself. Hey, but the funny thing is I did find something just now through my other connection. I've been digging here looking for it. And I found it through my... I found it here through my other my Astaroth occultist deal here. I found it.
Nice.
Yeah, so Astaroth found you. Crazy town, man. Damn
Very
it.
Cool. Well, I guess we're about out of time, aren't we?
We are.
So, thank you everyone for listening. Tune in again next week, same bat time, same bat channel, for the Brute Squad.
Brute Squad!
Such a lovely place.
Such a lovely place.
Such a lovely place.